What's in your hands? If you had the power to do something really big, the power to right a wrong, or to do something that perhaps hasn't been done or can be done, but should be done, what would you do? Moses wanted to rescue millions of people from slavery in Egypt. But in spite of the fact that he was a prince in Egypt, how could he accomplish a task of such a magnitude? How do you lead millions of people, infant, children, youth, adults, and elderly out of Egypt? How would you transport them? Where would you hide them? How would you feed them? And where would you even take them? But one day God appeared to Moses and asked him, "What's in your hand?" And Moses replied, "A staff." The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake and it turned back into a staff in his hands. You see, the staff was a symbol of Moses' identity, influence, and income. But at this point in Moses' life, he was no longer a prince in Egypt, but rather a fugitive from Egypt. He was now a shepherd hiding in the backside of the desert. Nonetheless, God asked him, "What's in your hand?" "A shepherd's staff," Moses replied. And when Moses let go of the staff, it became alive. But when he picked it up, it turned back into a dry piece of wood. You see, in God's hand, Moses' staff became the tool through which God liberated the people of Israel from slavery. So I ask you, what's in your hand? I just bet that if you place your identity, influence, and income in God's hands, he can do some really amazing things through your life. So let it go and it will become alive. Hold on and all you'll have is a dry piece of wood.